For the second consecutive year, the girls of St. Johnsbury are the Division I state basketball champions, and they scored the repeat, taking down the same team they did last year. With three players in double figures, the second-seeded Hilltoppers beat top seed and previously undefeated CVU 42-35 at Patrick Gym yesterday, led by Josie Chornier's 13 points, 12 from Sadie Stetson, and 10 points from senior Neva Bostic, who drilled 3 3-pointers in just under a 3-minute span in, appropriately enough, the third quarter to help St. Johnsbury pull away for the win. McKenna Boyd led Champlain Valley with 10 points in the losing effort, St. Jay's proving to be a thorn in the side of the Redhawks, who dominated the D1 girls hoops world for the better part of the last decade before these back-to-back losses to St. Jay in the title game. UVM Alpine skier Lawrence St. Germain made history over the weekend, winning the slalom at the NCAA Ski Championships at Stowe Mountain. And combined with her giant slalom win earlier in the competition, the Quebec native becomes the first UVM skier, male or female, to sweep the Alpine titles. The individual accomplishment for the graduating senior took some sting out of the Catamounts, falling short of winning the national title as a team. UVM finished in second place to the winning squad, the University of Utah. Colorado finished in third place. Dartmouth, which led the field after 2 days of events, finished in fourth, and the University of Denver came in fifth. St. Michael's College placed 13th, and the Purple Knights also had an individual performance to celebrate as senior Guillaume Grand took fourth place in the slalom in the men's division, and with that result scored his third All-America honor of his college career. Grand is the only Purple Knight to gain All-America honors in the school's history in alpine skiing. Middlebury finished in 10th place out of the 24 competing schools. UNH came in 11th. To the NHL, and at some point, the point streak had to end. The Boston Bruins had not lost a regulation contest since mid-January, a span of 19 games in which the team recorded at least 1 point. Only the 1941 Bruins had a better streak, and that team will retain that distinction after the Bruins finally tasted defeat in regulation, a 4-2 loss in Pittsburgh against the Penguins last night. Now, the Bruins had to travel to Steel City one night after finishing a perfect homestand with a 3-2 come-from-behind win against the Ottawa Senators, and perhaps playing the second of back-to-back games against a high-powered Pittsburgh offense with the travel involved accounted for the Bruins' slow start. They fell behind early 2-0. They trailed 3-1 late in the third period when it looked like another last-minute comeback could be in the works. Defenseman John Moore scored with a minute left to make it 3-2, but the Penguins ended the Boston point streak with an empty net goal after that. Takes nothing away, though, from the remarkable 2-month run of hockey excellence displayed by the Bruins, who won many of those games without the services of their leading goal scorer, David Pastrnak, and more recently without forward Jake DeBrusk and the recently acquired Marcus Johansson. All three are out with various injuries. The run also helped separate the Bruins from the tightly packed wild card race in the Eastern Conference, still a sardine-like affair that has the Carolina Hurricanes owning the first wild card slot, followed by the Columbus Blue Jackets holding the second. That's a team the Bruins will visit tomorrow night in Ohio. The Montreal Canadiens are currently on the outside looking in. They're tied in points with Columbus, but the Jackets own the tiebreaker, so the Canadiens will be in the odd position of rooting for their ancient rival Bruins on Tuesday night.